something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, Shisho Highway Junction, on the Akpala Road, inside Tamale Cultural Center. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +233-557-923-172 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Activating the Power.
Hallelujah.
See, make a joyful noise, the Bible says, unto the Lord. What do you think is a joyful noise? It doesn't mean only when we come together. When you're there in your room, instead of going, you know, some people, they're always hissing. They've been sitting down for some time, they want to get a... Good morning.
How are you?
That's not the real Christian. The Bible says you have what? Joy unspeakable, full of glory. It's unspeakable. In other words, we don't have enough mouths to express our joy. It's always there. We're full of it. Full of it. It's joy unspeakable. So every noise from us is expressing that joy. It's expressed in your walking. It's expressed, you know... They say, why is that guy always dancing? Why are you always bouncing? They don't understand. It's joy inexpressible. That's the meaning of unspeakable. It's inexpressible. You don't know how to... Woo! You're going to work. Woo! Woo! They say, what is woo again? I don't know what to say more. Say, glory! You're standing waiting for maybe a taxi or a bus or something. You're going... I mean, the thing gets even in your legs. Glory! Oh, hallelujah.
Mama.
Don't go. No more. The guy goes. And he says, wow. Glory. Hallelujah. Let me read Jude to you. In the book of Jude, here in verse number 20, he says, but ye. Hey, I like it. He says, but ye. In other words, you are different. But ye. There are some things about other people he's been talking about. He says, but ye. Say, but ye. I like it. Let's read. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Let me explain that to you. He says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Listen. When you start hearing the word of God, faith comes to you. Because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes to you. And every time you hear the word of God, your faith is lifted. It gets to this level. And then you hear more and have the Spirit of God teaching you, your faith goes up again. This is the new level of faith. This is your highest faith. Now, we don't always operate in our lives according to our highest faith. But we have attained to this level of faith. And the more the Spirit of God ministers to you, the Word of God, your faith goes up. Now, this man has attained to this level of faith. This is your highest faith. And at the best of your times, in the Holy Spirit, you will get up to this highest faith. You cannot go beyond the level of faith in God's Word that you have. But most of the time, people live below the highest faith that they have attained. And so, here he's telling us, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Now you have attained to this level of faith. Instead of operating under, he says, through praying in the Holy Ghost, you can build yourselves to that highest point of faith that you have attained. at the highest peak of faith in your life until you hear the next word of God that takes you to the higher level again. Hallelujah. And by continually praying in the Holy Ghost, you will remain in that at highest faith. He says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, the highest peak of faith that you have attained, praying in the Holy Ghost. Because you see, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God right into your spirit. But most of the time, we find ourselves working with our minds, with our understanding. That's why faith is not operated, because faith is a response of the human spirit to the Word of God. But as we pray in the Holy Ghost, we have been built up to that level of faith that the Holy Spirit has already brought us to. Then we find we are operating at best. Can you say amen? But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. When faith comes to you, understand, sometimes we go to church Wednesday night and we go to church Sunday morning and then we hear the Word of God and then we leave the church and it's as though we left the Word of God back in church. The fear we had before comes back. The problems we had before all show their face again to us. We were so happy inside the church a moment ago. But now we've just finished from the service, well, like we never went to church. He says, that does not mean that your faith didn't get to a high level. You got to a high level in church when the Word of God came to you. Now he says, as you walk out of church, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, that faith that you attained to while in church will be your normal lifestyle. Can you say amen? That's what it's supposed to be. In the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, withhold not your hand. What is he telling you? As you water the clouds. Water the clouds. Water the clouds of your life through speaking in other tongues. Pouring out the word of God. It says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Fill your home with rivers of living water. When you begin, it may get to the ankle. Are you hearing me? As you continue, it will rise to the knees. Just keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. It will get here to the loins. Keep pressing on. And before long, it will be waters to swim in. Hallelujah. That's it. When you start speaking in tongues, praying in tongues, it's dry. It's at the ankle. You see know where you are. Your body's itching you. You feel like going. You know, you look at the time. Of all I've been saying, only 2 minutes I've gone. You think, okay, maybe the next 10 minutes. You look at the time. 1.5 minutes. Ah, you feel like quitting. You are at the ankle. He says, press on. It'll get to the knees. By the time it gets to the knees, you're beginning to enjoy it a bit because now you can really feel something. You know, you're going inside now. The water has got to the knees. It gets here. Now, you know what? Instead of now that it gets to the waist, songs are beginning because from the loins, that's where your songs come from. Yep. But then it goes up and you are swimming. You are swimming. Somebody is knocking and you're like, please excuse me. Glory. You say, excuse me. They are knocking. And someone wants you. You already have someone inside here. Your fellowship with the Holy Ghost has risen to a peak. You're now like Peter, James, and John when they said to the Master Jesus, let us stay here. Let us build 3 tabernacles. One for you. One for Moses. One for Elijah. Let's stay here. At that time, all by yourself, the anointing is so strong you fall under the power. You're like, oh God, let me just stay here. It's so peaceful. Just want to stay there.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Activating the Power. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it, and we got it, because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us in social media, Instagram, @loveoldradio_radio, Facebook @loveoldradio, Twitter @loveoldradio. Hurry now.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, Shisho Highway Junction, on the Aquila Road, inside Tamale Cultural Center. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +233-557-923-172 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Activating the Power.
Hallelujah.
What are the clouds of your life through speaking in other tongues? Pouring out the word of God. It says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Fill your home with rivers of living water. When you begin, it may get to the ankle. Are you hearing me? As you continue, it will rise to the knees. Just keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. It will get here to the loins. Keep pressing on. And before long, it will be waters to swim in. Hallelujah. You still know where you are. Your body's itching you. You feel like going. You look at the time. Of all I've been saying, only 2 minutes I've gone. You think, okay, maybe the next 10 minutes. You look at the time. 1.5 minutes. You feel like quitting. You are at the ankle. He says, press on. It'll get to the knees. By the time it gets to the knees, you're beginning to enjoy it a bit because now you can really feel something. You know, you're going inside down. The water has got to the knees. Koraba sendele gongre shile mama. Igalabarondele buria. It gets here. Now, you know what? Instead of huraba shile mama kundaraba shenaraba kaya. Now that it gets to the waist, songs are beginning because from the loins, that's where your songs come from. Yep. But then it goes up and you are swimming. You are swimming. Somebody is knocking and you're like, please excuse me. Glory. They are knocking and someone wants you. You already have someone inside here. Your fellowship with the Holy Ghost has risen to a peak. You're now like Peter, James, and John when they said to the Master Jesus, let us stay here. Let us build 3 tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Let's stay here. At that time, all by yourself, the anointing is so strong you fall under the power. You're like, oh God, let me just stay here. It's so peaceful. Just want to stay there. And at that time, you're not saying, my house rent. Oh God, I need fuel for tomorrow. You can't talk like that now. You're so full. You've gone beyond this world. You're so high that the earthly needs are as nothing. You're looking down at them as nothing. Why? At that moment, Almighty God has arisen in you. That's when you hear the voice of the psalmist say, yeah, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him fear and flee before him. God has arisen in you. At that time, you don't know you have an enemy. All his enemies are scattered. And who has the peace? You. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. If you have not received the Holy Ghost, just say, now in the name of Jesus, I receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray everywhere in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to receive revelations. Begin to see visions in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. Yay. Kerondele bashendele gobara hasta. Yaya sondele bondoro boshandala maya. Igiri baba sondele ngere bondoro boshenderia. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory. Pansondele geshalamangi. Vigabo sondele mandala mandele bandaria. Lagaba shendele mundo, rento robo shendele mande, viga baraba yendele boroboria, lagaba ba shendele mama 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 mama, undara mama 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 sundore moria la mandele ba shendele gendele boroboria, ligiri ba sundore bo shendele, lege sundore bo shendele mangi, ligiri ba sundala ma shendele bondore bondelia. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit down. Somebody say hallelujah. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, we read that the anointing of God's Spirit came upon the man Joshua because he was to take over the leadership as God took his people to the promised land. As you study into the 4th and the 5th chapters, you find how God moved in this man's life. The Bible tells us that they were ready to take Jericho. They looked at Jericho. Jericho was a walled city, heavily fortified, and they didn't know what to do. As Joshua contemplated solutions for this problem, the Bible tells us a man appeared to Joshua. And this man had his sword drawn, ready for war. And Joshua, being a strong man, approached this man that he saw. He too was ready for fight. He said, "Who are you? For us or for our adversaries?" And the man he was talking to introduced himself. He said to Joshua, "I am the captain of the Lord's host." And suddenly Joshua's eyes opened, and he saw that he was dealing with the angel of the Lord's army. Who was this? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost stood in front of Joshua, and the man's life was different. He was changed from that day. The Lord said, "Take your shoes off your feet. You're standing on holy ground." That's the proof that he was not an ordinary angel. No ordinary angel says, "Take your shoes off your feet." It's got to be God. So Joshua immediately knew he was standing in the presence of Almighty God. This was the Holy Spirit. He said, "Take your shoes off." Joshua kicked them off. And then the Holy Ghost said, "Now I want to let you know what we are going to do. We want to take Jericho." He said, "You can't fight Jericho with your understanding. You can't bring down these walls. They are the strongest walls in the whole world. You can bring them down. They were so thick. Some people had their houses on the wall, on the fence. The fence so thick and high all around Jericho. They relied so much on their walls. They knew nobody could climb them from outside. So they shut up the city and remained inside for fear of an invading force. The Holy Ghost said to Joshua, "I tell you what to do. You will go round the city once a day for 7 days. On the seventh day, you will go round 7 times. By the seventh time of the seventh day, when you have gone round," he says, "the priests will blow with the trumpets, and y'all shout the shout of victory." He says, "And these walls will come down." It was not the loudness of the shout that was going to bring the walls down. Let me tell you why. The first day, don't you think that they would have been stronger than the last day and the last shout? This was their weakest shout. First day, he says, "Go round and don't say nothing." After these men have gone round for 7 days, think about it. Now they'll be going like this. Then that day, he says, "Go round 7 times. The shout was not, it was not very loud, but they shouted their loudest. And some of them almost choking to death. Calm down, oh. But that was the day the Holy Ghost brought down the walls. He was the captain of the Lord's host. Hear what I'm telling you now. He was the captain of the Lord's host. When he faced an impossible situation, he showed himself alive and became their captain and led them in the war. Joshua destroyed 32 nations. And who led him? The Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, what is happening right now in the Church of Jesus Christ is that the Holy Ghost is taking over. The Holy Ghost is reminding his children that he is boss in the New Testament. The Holy Ghost is taking on and is asking his people to follow him. He is not supposed to follow them. They are to follow him.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up
from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0805-633-5507 or 0803-438-6464 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, Shisho Highway Junction, on the Akpala Road, and Inside Tamale Cultural Center. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Fridays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +2335-579-23172 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions @loveo360.com.
This message is titled Activating the Power. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.